So this is kind of interesting. A major donor has pulled funding from a university because they've discriminated against a Ben Shapiro event. If you guys aren't familiar with Ben Shapiro, you should check out his show. It's just the Ben Shapiro Show, but check it out on Daily Wire. It's actually really informative. It's really good. It's funny sometimes. And actually, everything the Daily Wire puts out is really good. I had the honor of interviewing Andrew Klavan of the Andrew Klavan Show on Daily Wire. I watch everything on there. I really enjoy it. Matt Walsh is somebody I'd love to get on this show sometime. He's great. But anyway, so the University of Minnesota's lost a major donor over its handling of an on-campus lecture by conservative commentator Ben Shapiro. So for those of you who aren't familiar with him, he's definitely conservative. He's really smart. He really knows a lot about politics and the law and everything. But his speech, which was organized by Young America's Foundation, was supposed to take place on the university's main Minneapolis campus on February 26. But when event organizers attempt to reserve a lecture hall that had previously been used by liberal speakers like former Senator Al Franken and Senator Elizabeth Warren, their requests were denied. So they'll let in, they'll let in fake Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren, and they'll let in woman groper Al Franken. Yeah, that's totally fine. But Ben Shapiro, oh no. His views are too controversial. You know, he's too scary. University officials cited safety concerns over potential protests, and that's what a lot of these universities will do. They'll say that it's over the concern for safety, not of the speaker, but of the students of the leftist students who are causing all the violence and mayhem in the first place. So in September, Shapiro spoke at the University of California's Berkeley campus, which drew hundreds of protesters and led to several arrests. Ben Shapiro ended up speaking at a smaller venue in the St. Paul Student Center several miles away, where he was met by a standing room only crowd and a few dozen peaceful protesters outside. Hey, if they're peaceful, I'm up for a protest. That's great if it's peaceful. But some people said that it was an example of anti-conservative bias by the school. So in protest, an anonymous university donor pulled their annual contribution and will instead give the money to the on-campus chapter of Young America's Foundation. So in a letter to University of Minnesota President Eric Kaler, the donor wrote this was clearly a case of discrimination. So here's what was written, direct quote, "I believe the treatment of Ben Shapiro was clearly a case of discrimination. It was not discrimination by race or gender. It was more damaging than that. You have discriminated against the free dissemination of ideas. The question then becomes why you discriminate against conservative thought. My simple theory is that the administration and faculty of our major bodies of higher education are fearful. They are fearful that once people like Ben Shapiro speak about their conservative ideas, the students will begin to understand a simple fact. It is the fact that they have been exposed to only one way of thinking and thus will be furious over having spent so much time and money only to find out they have been essentially brainwashed." It's so true. Because of this, I have decided to give my annual contribution for scholarship at the U of M to Young Americans for Freedom. An excellent example of how much damage you have done. I am not signing my name for fear of political retaliation. End quote. Now, YAF spokesperson Spencer Brown praised the donor's decision and said that it's important to take a stand against an institution that, quote, undermines and discriminates against conservatives, end quote. So here's a direct statement. "We applaud this patriotic American's decision to withhold support from an institution that undermines and discriminates against conservatives. Such a decision is an important first step in giving students a full ideological, diverse education that includes conservative ideas. It's a tragedy that this once proud alumnus of the University of Minnesota has been abandoned by his alma mater. With the meaningful support of individuals such as the author of this letter, Young Americans Foundation is able to continue the vital work of holding schools accountable, including through YAF's First Amendment lawsuit against the University of California, Berkeley." Really interesting stuff, and I hope we see more of this. Conservatism is starting to kind of become acceptable again, not that it never was, but in the leftist point of view, conservatism is just evil and it's got to be suppressed. If it's such an evil idea, then hear the ideas out and come at them with better ideas. But they don't. They know that they can't win on that basis. They can't win with logic and reason because that's how we operate. We as conservatives, we operate through logic, reason. We bring facts into the discussion. We bring studies and surveys, and you know, we got all these things. But they, instead of coming at it with their own facts, they redefine what the facts mean. You know, they try to make the objective fact into something subjective. This happens all the time. So it's okay for them, in their mind, to discriminate, because they're not going to call it discrimination. They're going to call it protecting students or something like that, for safety reasons. You know, they'll use words like that when really they don't like Ben Shapiro's views and they don't think that he should speak there. But the reality is that there are a lot of college students who do like his views and agree with it and want to hear him speak. So he should be allowed to speak. If they're going to have Al Franken and Elizabeth Warren, they should allow Ben Shapiro. There's no reason. I hope more donors pull funding. And I'll tell you what, I don't know who all watches this show, but if you're funding a university that does things like this, pull your funding and give it to somebody who will actually support a free thought. And listen, that's the thing with people like YAF and like all these other organizations that are more conservative. They're not trying to shut liberals up. Actually, if you go, one of the best recent videos I've seen recently was Dave Rubin's talk. I think he was at a university or something, but he got protested. There were people trying to disrupt, and there were people making noise and everything. And every time that happened, he said, "Hey, do you have a question? Let's open up a dialogue here. Let's talk." He wasn't trying to shut up the liberals. You know, he wasn't trying to shut up the leftists. He said that he'd be more than willing to have a discussion, and he did with a few of them. But most times, they weren't interested in that. They just wanted to make noise and they wanted to shut Dave Rubin up.
Fight for it honestly and using your mind and your faculties, and not because you silenced people or because you pulled fire alarms or called in bomb threats. If you fight for all right, I agree. Black lives do matter. All right, I'm with you.
Black lives matter.
Good.
Black lives matter.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, you listen, you got the script down. I'm impressed with the repetition. You know what? I'll give you a cookie if you can say something else. How about that? I got a whole tray of cookies back there. No? Yeah, do you think I don't think Black Lives Matter? What are you going? Oh, she's checking her phone to make sure she got the script right. Okay, come on now. I'm all about open exchange. This is what I do for a living. I will gladly take all your questions all night long. I like where this one's going. Yeah. Is this a local thing? What's going on? Do you want to ask me something? Yeah, you can ask me something. See, this is what happens every time. Truly, ma'am, if you want to ask me something, I'd love to hear a question from you. For real? No, so you don't have a question. Is there anything I said that you didn't like? Did you not like anything? But you don't want to comment on that either. You see what's going on here? All right. Yeah, I'm with you. Solidarity against hate. I am with you. I'm with you guys. Let's try this. How many of you here are for hate? How many of you are for hate? Is anyone for hate? If we're at a hate rally here, as they would have us believe, anyone for hate? Nobody for it.
We are not the problem. We are not the problem.
You guys have a question?
No, it's okay.
We are not the problem. We are not the problem.
Are you guys the problem?
We are not the problem.
Can't tell.
We are not the problem.
You are the problem.
If
you got, you almost got it. You almost got it. You almost got it, except for the word "not." Can we try that one?
So it was a really interesting. You should go find that on YouTube because it was really interesting, and I think that's a good way of handling things. Is, you know, we're not trying to shut liberals up. We're not trying to shut leftists up. They can spew out any ridiculous idea that they want. We just want to be able to talk too. That's all it is.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.